WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tens of millions are under winter weather alerts as some parts of the country will be digging out for more than a foot of snow by the end of the day. Schools and state offices are closed in several states. Meteorologist Craig Allen has more on the threat.
Conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate tonight. Untreated, unplowed roads will become absolutely impassable for a while. The snowfall rates could be in the 1 to 3 inch per hour rate, and that is going to cause blinding visibility. It is going to be very tough to get around.
Schools are closed in Washington, D.C., which could get up to a foot of snow. It could affect the certification of the presidential election. 4 years ago, a swarm of rioters overwhelmed and attacked police, climbed over barricades and through windows, and stormed the U.S. Capitol. Today, officials are determined that it won't happen again. CBS's Scott McFarland from Capitol Hill.
The certification of the electoral vote is a ministerial proceeding in Congress and drew very little attention before January 6, 2021. Security is significantly ratcheted up because of the riot 4 years ago. There is large black fencing, enhanced police checkpoints, and it is designated a national special security event by the Department of Homeland Security.
TV and movie stars were shining last night in Hollywood.
Host Nikki Glaser wasting no time setting the tone at the Golden Globes.
Ozempic's biggest night.
After that, down to business, the first award going to Zoe Saldana.
My heart is full of gratitude.
For Best Supporting Actress, as an embattled lawyer in Emilia Perez, the night's big winner, which took home a total of 4 Golden Globes, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. On the TV side, 4 awards, 2 for Hulu's Shogun, including Best TV Series Drama.
It is not so simple.
And Adrian Brody with the Best Male Actor win for a Motion Picture Drama for The Brutalist, starring as a Holocaust survivor.
I will cherish this moment forever. Thank you.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
The first threats of the year from North Korea. Alex Jensen from Seoul with the latest.
South Korea's military reported an intermediate-range ballistic missile launch, which, upon analysis, was suspected to have been of the hypersonic kind. North Korea has been relatively quiet during the South's recent presidential impeachment, with more focus being placed on the deployment of the North's troops to Russia for its war against Ukraine.
A recall for cold and flu medicine sold at Costco. Some Kirkland's severe cold and flu plus congestion caplets were accidentally released after initially being rejected due to a potential foreign material contamination. No one has gotten sick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It seems like forever since we've seen the sun. It's been a hard year for everyone. Seems like forever since you came around. There's nothing but ice and snow on the ground.
Dreaming, I ain't
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Two in a row. It's our double dip celebration that we do at the top of every hour of Mag Sync Radio. Big, Big Furnace is reunited, and man, does it feel so good to have them back together. Their first show of 2025 is at Coral Lanes on March 14th. This hour's warmth by Big Furnaces and also links to the local stuff is powered by Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, Madison's east side, and also downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza or call them at 608-467-3017. Distant Cousins and Warm Sugar is next in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
was Youth City on Mags Inc. Radio. Just saw on the old Facebooky thingy that Gabe and Eric Chellin from the Mascot Theory, well, they're up to something musical. More to come this year for sure. And check it out when it happens right here on Mags Inc. Radio. We'll make sure to play it. Blowing Smoke Signals now on Mags Inc. Radio from the Mascot Theory. See what I did there, Eric? Smoke signals. You know, connect with us about the new stuff. Huh?
There's a red light cutting through the fog tonight. A short burst of a flashing hazard light. Just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page. All my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no fool.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no fool.
To tell me if I'm wrong or right. A dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies that we play. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, a blowing smoke, a blowing smoke signal.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke.
At the funeral.
Looks, Mama Award winners in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. I just caught them doing live stuff on Friday at the Burr Oak. If you missed it, don't panic. We'll keep you updated with all the live stuff that's happening in the after hours. And also, don't forget, if you're planning on going to see a local band that you just love and it's not on our list, share it with us. You can do it with that Civic Media app. Use it today. You can call us, text us, email us, even connect on the social media stuffs all in one place. Speaking of amazing local stuff, here's the Known Unknowns taking us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Here we go!
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center. PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are tuned in to Radio for the People, Max Inc. Radio.
Town loading in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, loading in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. Picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. Gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. These thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues.
Back from break, and we did it in Ice Dance style. Ice Dance is coming up quickly, and it's the last week in January up in Appleton. More information is, of course, on MaxIncRadio.com. People Brothers Band Down the Mountain, followed by the Chicken Wire Empire, Church Street Blues. Both bands will be there at Ice Dance. The chilly weather, but red hot sounds that keep you warm, are powered this hour by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We keep this half hour full of bands that you can see at iStance. Next up is Iftikhar and The Slow Glow on Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need, I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me, I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, get your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right,
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
three artists in a row that promised to pack down the snow and the coldness of the Ice Dance 2025 in Appleton. Later in this month of January, we played Iftikhar, Slow Glow, and then the Valley Fox, Roll on Mary, and wrapped up that block with the Jeremiah Jams Band. The North Coast is going to take us to break in hour number two of this week's After Hour Show, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been worrying as of late. Recently, I've not been feeling that great. Full ride now, I suck it up. Got some making when I'm feeling this way. Having trouble seeing through this pain. And it seems it won't let up. Seems I cannot shake this sickness. And they're saying that it's all just in my head. You got to get it out. Now it's feeling like my biggest weakness. And I worry, is it all just in my head? And I can't get it out. I can't get it out. Something tried and something true, but I'm lost with what to do. After all that we've been through, I'm not fine. We'll make it fast and make it quick. Although I tried, it just won't quit. I know that there's no easy fix this time, but my mind's made up.
Folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Plows are out in places like Louisville, Kentucky, as a whopper of a winter storm moves in from the Midwest all the way to the East Coast. Kansas City's digging out from a foot and a half of snow. Mayor Quentin Lucas.
We have several hundred trucks that are out on the streets, up to 300. This will be an operation that we expect to continue for several days.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says the Mid-Atlantic region is in for it, too.
This is going to be a whopper of a snowstorm for the nation's capital, in and around D.C., all the suburbs around D.C., Baltimore included, too. A winter storm warning is in effect at least through Monday night.
The snow won't stop lawmakers in Washington from meeting in joint session to certify the 2024 presidential election results. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The certification of the electoral vote is a ministerial proceeding in Congress and drew very little attention before January.